Devo. Debo is a specialty receiver. He's not your get off the line of scrimmage, slippery hips. He could do a lot of good things, but you mentioned diversity amongst the Niner offense, and I think they have that like no other set of receivers in the league when you have a Debo Samuel and a Brandon Ayuk. So I am shocked that it's where it's at now. We don't know what he's asking for, but what we do know, partner, and you're pretty black, is the fact that they have not come to an agreement. Bottom line.
No. I mean, here's the other thing I was thinking, and I know, again, that a lot of fans look at it through the prism of this is the make or break year. All right, Kyle Shanahan's entering year 7. Is that right? 7. 2-9 playoffs, 4-6, yeah, 7. And he's got as much job security as any coach in football, yeah, you would think, outside of maybe Andy Reid. All right, so the San Francisco 49ers just came off losing the Super Bowl. They lost the Super Bowl. And now it's the following year, and there's a couple guys who wanted to get paid. You know, there is something a little bit bigger, believe it or not, than a Super Bowl. And that is an organization that might be worried that this could happen again and again and again. And here's the other thing I was thinking. What if the 49ers win the Super Bowl this year? Yeah, they pay Ayuk and they pay Trent and then they win the Super Bowl. How many people are going to want to get paid next year? You know what I mean? How many people are going to come with a guaranteed contract, but they don't have enough guaranteed money, and they want more money? And you, meaning the 49ers, have set a precedent that if you're important enough, we'll pay you. What if they're trying to nip that in the bud? Not for this year, for the next 5 years, so that this doesn't become something that happens all the time.
Now, I love that you said important, because I was going to use the word gravitas. If you got to be that guy or one of those guys. And when I look at the Niners books, Steiny, from my standpoint, all those guys have been taken care of. And I'm not saying Lenore and the guys coming up around the corner are not that, but they're not that yet. So to me, I'm not worried about tomorrow or next season. Everything is predicated on we got a good chance. We were just there.
Do GMs worry about the future?
Yes.
Okay. There it is. They have to worry about the future. They must. It's their job. They cannot. It's the same reason why the Golden State Warriors have to be careful about trading draft picks in 2027 or 28 or 29 if they know Steph Curry's not going to be here and the possibility exists that they'd be giving up really high picks. It's a gamble. And I think even though we're not talking about draft picks, I think the 49ers look at this as a gamble. If they pay all their guys, they've figured out that if they pay all their guys, they might not like the decisions that they're going to have to make down the line.
Well, that's Steiny. That's life. And right. That's why they have the awards.
Right. But what if they've decided that's the way we must proceed?
I don't believe that.
Okay.
And that's why, Steiny, they're no different than any other outfit. Okay, they're having more success than a lot of others, but the bottom line is this is why they give awards out, executives of the year, guys and gals that can get in the lab and figure this stuff out. And we've seen time and time again, you lose something, but you try to minimize it. And that's around the league. So I don't want to sit here and act like the Niners are the only team facing these questions. And it does go back to, you mentioned the Warriors, had they cashed in one of those visits to the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game since 2019, would fans be feeling more ease on, not on edge, Steiny, because they got it done? I don't know. But to sit here and tell me, oh, they got to pay Brock Purdy, that's why they're playing hardball with Trent Williams. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, you ain't going nowhere this year if that's your mindset.
Well, I get that everybody believes that this team can't go anywhere with Trent Williams, but they're going to have to go somewhere without Trent Williams pretty damn soon.
Wow. Yeah.
Whether it's this year, next year.
But that's a natural.
How many?
You know, exactly. That's natural. So, exactly. No, you got a draft.
Exactly. So there's a guy out there who's probably got one more good year left, maybe two. He's 36 years old. You're going to be in 2027. He's out of here anyway. Like, you're going to have to replace him at some point. And all I'm saying is, I think there's a possibility that they really don't like what he's doing. And they may have to swat. They may have to bite the bullet. But
which would shoot themselves in the foot from a on the field standpoint, Donnie. See, that's what I'm adamant about, that they're not going to do that.
Let's go to Jay. Jay's in Boston. Hey, Jay, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up, baby? What's going on? Thank you for taking my call. Yeah. I don't know why you guys came through the algorithm, this station 95.7. I'm a diehard Niner fan, bro. I miss no games. I watch every preseason game. Boston born and raised. Boston in the house. The president. Me, Jay, the president of the I Hate Kyle Shanahan Fan Club, and it seems like I'm on the island. I got to be the one to tell it like it is. So I'm going to come on 95.7, wherever y'all are, and tell it like it is. I am sick to death of the hall pass that these fans, these toxic fans, toxic media members want to give Kyle Shanahan. You want to blame Trent Williams for negotiating a contract. You want to blame Ayuk for negotiating a contract. Deebo Samuel, when that was going on, such and such. Blame Kyle Shanahan for the blown timeouts. Blame him for the blown leads. Blame him for the fact that we could have had Patrick Mahomes. Blame him for the fact that he brought Jimmy G back. What are we doing here? What happened to the standard of the San Francisco 49ers? The greatest players, the greatest franchise, who's supposed to be the greatest fans with the greatest players that have ever played this game. Where's the standard? Why are we sitting up here acting like we haven't had the most loaded roster in the NFL for like 5 years? Any other coach would be fired.
Come on, Jay. Give us a name, Jay.
Let's ask him this, Donnie. What's happening in Beantown?
Jay, give us a name. Give us a name. Who'd you like to be coaching this team right now? If you feel that way about Kyle, give us a name, Jay.
I'll give you a name right now. His name is Eric, and he's my mailman. This coach I can coach this team going to bed at night, okay? This roster is stacked. Take the toxicity out. Stop drinking the Kyle Shanahan Kool-Aid. Look at the facts. Has this not been the most stacked roster in the NFL for at least 5 years? And now our window is closed.
They've never had. You know what? They've never had a great quarterback.
Move over, Steph.
You gotta have a great quarterback. All right, Jay. Thank you.
Get it off your chest.
Yeah, this boy. We've had a standard. You mean like four NFC championship games in 5 years?
I was waiting for you to jump, Donnie, because if I said that, you would have jumped me.
They stink. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
The one that stood out to me. Fire Shanahan.
He wasn't
interested in Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. That ended up being a blessing in disguise. But, yeah, you got to.
Get the mailman.
Eric the mailman.
Eric is mailman.
Oh, boy. He got me, Carter. Yeah,
What does Kyle have to do with these negotiations?
Well, that's Parag's, Donnie.
His name is Eric, also, and he's my mailman.
By the way, he slipped this in, and I want to know what he's talking about. He said the toxic fan base. What does Jay mean by toxic fan base? The 49ers fan base is toxic. Now, let me tell you something. I've been out here 30-plus years. I'm not going to stand up on that.
Well,
I mean, I'm not going to stand for that.
You were here for Cap v. Smith, and you also were here for Trey versus Brock.
Okay.
So there was a lot of toxicity.
How?
The fans on one side of this, you know, rooting for the guy. You got anti-Kyle, and you got Kyle's the reason. There are more guys like him in the base, Donnie, and gals that think Kyle cost him a Super Bowl in 19 when he didn't call the timeout before. Yeah, we won't even do all that. But you know what I'm saying? He was not by himself. He was just
49er fans are no more toxic than any other fan base in any other sport.
They've been close as the Buffalo Bills, so that's why it comes out. Who's been closer than the Niners the last 5 years? And I'm talking about NFC championship.
That's passion. Fans are passionate. They want to win a Super Bowl. I get that.
Yeah, that's but not toxic, toxic turns into heartbreak turns into toxic, Donnie.
How?
Because when it keeps happening over and over and you feel like your coach is the reason. Jimmy, ask Jimmy Garoppolo, are the fans out here toxic?
Well, he's a player.
Feels great, doesn't it?
Well,
he was the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because the Eagles are that fan base is just so functional.
They are in the category,
the Dallas
too.
Cowboys.
They're in it, too.
They are all in it. What? Quit acting like we love football out here more than they do in Jacksonville. Or Atlanta. Well, maybe more than Atlanta.
Well, they don't care.
Not this year, though. Not this year.
Penix.
Mercedes-Benz Center.
They're done.
We got our draft tomorrow, 95-70 game fantasy draft. Cousins on my board.
I need
a
little extra time.
Evan, who is this dude?
8:15, please.
Can't do it.
Please make it 8:15.
No, we can make it 8:15. You'll just lose your first round pick.
I'll just take Kelsey like I did last year.
You pods, Dibs didn't like that.
I'm not giving up a round of golf for a fantasy draft.
Right, well, you finished last.
That's fine. I don't care.
You're only doing this because you went to the chip last year. God, I hate it.
Yeah. Well. Hey, Evan, what do you say? Let me and Guru cut somebody right now. It's cut down day.
I'm ready.
It's cut down day in Santa Clara and other... Oh, well, the other cities that have NFL teams, they don't matter. Their fans don't care.
Stop it.
So the 49ers have to make some cuts today. Get that roster down to 53.
Yeah.
And Evan Giddings did some homework last night.
You act like I don't always do my homework.
Well, I wasn't insinuating that. You always do it, buddy.
I know. So I figured we could have some fun, and we'll eventually go around Bay Area athletes, but I want to start with the 49ers first.
Okay.
And so I'm going to give you three names.
Oh, man.
You got to cut two of them. And look, we'll go around the different teams. We'll
Can
go
we
around different
three?
Positions.
Can we cut them all?
No, you got to keep one of them. That's a specific rule for Steiny.
All right. Any music-y.
Goo's rule is you got to keep one of them.
Yeah, you got to keep one, Steiny. Yeah. Oh, hey, God.
Well, not only do you have to keep him, you have to overpay him.
That's true. So in that case, speaking of shortcomings in Super Bowls, I decided to select three 49ers quarterbacks that have all been to the big game but have not won a Super Bowl. Brock Purdy, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Colin Kaepernick. Cut two, keep one.
You go first, Donnie.
I got to cut two?
Yes, you do.
Cap and Garoppolo got to go.
Wow.
I'm going with Brock Purdy. I believe he's shown that he will have staying power. He's going to be a good quarterback. How good? I don't know. I think that Kaepernick started to struggle before all this stuff happened. Mm. And Jimmy Garoppolo stinks. So if I'm looking at my starting quarterback, I got to cut Kaepernick and cut Garoppolo. And I'm going with Brock Purdy.
Wow.
And I know you are, too. You're a smart guy.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Evan Giddings, I hate to inform Brock Purdy and Jimmy G, turn in your playbooks because I'm going with Colin Kaepernick.
Oh,
and
wow.
I can look you all in the face in this studio and honestly say I don't know why his career ended, but it's not that.
He was a phenom. Quarterback.
He was a phenom. He was kissing his biceps. He's won in Green Bay in the playoffs. I don't know what happened to him, but I know he had the Niners, just like the prior two, moments away from a Super Bowl win.
Who hasn't?
And
who
hasn't? I look at his ability, ability to use those legs and what he was on a good day, and I'm going with Caps, Donnie. I'm sorry. It was a tough decision. It was out of him and Brock. I love you, Jimmy. You got the jawline. But Cap was a phenom in this effing league.
Yeah, and then faded.
But we don't know why.
Yes, because he was a one-read quarterback. One-read quarterback.
Yeah, but it was on the bended knee, too. Had a
but
lot
here's
to
the
with.
Other thing.
Cap!
Evan, this is why.
Who would be fired so
Thank
quickly?
You.
Lori Matthews, that hurts.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Yeah, but
what happened?
It's the truth.
Are we going to act like Cap didn't take him to the Super Bowl and was a phenom?
Dude.
Purdy hadn't been there. Let's keep it real now. Cap was a phenom.
Right, for a year or two.
That is a long time.
Oh,
got
now,
to a Super
oh, it's
Bowl.
A long time.
Had to take teams to Super Bowl and the NFC Championship?
Harbaugh. That was all Harbaugh.
See, all right.
Let me tell you. Listen, you told on yourself.
Wow.
Because you brought up something that is important to you, but means nothing. You're keeping, you said, you're cutting Garoppolo and Purdy.
Yeah.
And part of the reason is because Colin Kaepernick kissed his bicep. That was the second thing you said about Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, but
are you telling me that if Brock Purdy had a signature move,
no,
you might go with Brock Purdy?
I'm going off of accolades, partner, and going to a Super Bowl and moments away against the Ravens.
They all went to a Super Bowl.
No doubt about it.
So that's not in and of itself either.
But I think he was the most talented of the three.
Oh, he might have been the most talented.
Yeah. And that's what. And he took him to an NFC Championship game against Seattle.
Who's the smartest of those three quarterbacks?
It's who's the headiest? I don't know. What's your metric?
I think it's Purdy.
All right.
Yeah, I think Purdy's the best of those threes at reading the defense.
All three of them have Super Bowl L's.
Yeah, that's why he picked them.
But for people coming down my road, not a lot. Like, that's just, like, Cap didn't have, you know, moments, and the team didn't. Wow.
Yeah.
You can make the case that Kaepernick was more responsible for his Super Bowl run than Purdy was.
But, Evan, I love you, but that's, even though I pick Cap, just go.
Well, here we go.
Is that what our society is now, though? You can't just be part of something. We got to, what does Donnie really do to make the show better? What about the collective?
It's called sports talk.
What about the collective?
I don't know what that means.
What about the party just being enough to be the quarterback to guide the team to wins in the Super Bowl?
What about it?
But we got to put everything under a microscope of, like, Jimmy.
Well,
Jimmy got him to a Super Bowl in multiple NFC Championship games.
Right, that's the game.
But he got the blame more so than the others.
The game is we have to cut two of these.
Oh, no, I got that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but Evan's saying that, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just like...
And I picked Purdy because Garoppolo, I don't think, is very good. Kaepernick, I don't believe, had staying power in the NFL. I believe he started to get worse.
Mm.
In his whatever year it was, fourth or fifth year. Brock Purdy, I believe, of those three, will have the longest career and the most successful career. And hell, he might have it right now among those three, to tell you the truth.
Well, unlike the other two, Jimmy and Cap, you know, it's all pretty much over for them.
925, agree with Steiny. Cap stopped doing his homework. Trouble reading defenses. Cap was a one-read. Oh, that's another one. Cap was a one-read quarterback who could run. He got injured. He lost the step, and therefore his quarterback-level play went down.
Yeah. I just know I watched him in the Super Bowl and NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
He was a badass.
We watched all those three.
Yeah, no doubt.
See, that's why Evan did it, because it's tricky.
Right. So, I think on Cap's best day, he was the best quarterback of the three.
Oh, most dynamic, I'd go with.
And right now, what Brock has going for him is his career still going. And I like Brock Purdy, but I'm not going to sit here and say Mr. Irrelevant, the last dude in the draft, and he's off to a phenomenal start.
What does that have to do with anything?
That could be one of the stupidest questions you ever asked me. The last dude in the draft is the least talented. It was the one at the gym that nobody picks when they're playing pickup. So, Colin Kaepernick, you're sitting here acting like there's a comp. There was a reason people didn't look at Purdy as the guy.
I'm not.
Don't hate on what Cap did in this league is what I'm saying. That's all.
Kaepernick was a second-round pick. Purdy was a four.
But on his best day, Steiny, he owned this league.
That's
Cap
fine.
Did that. But, and a lot of people forget. That's all I'm saying. You're acting like where he got drafted at, that's part of Purdy's story.
I know it's part of his story, but it has nothing to do with the quarterback he is right now.
I'm not saying that. And that's you said. You said it doesn't matter where you get drafted.
It doesn't. Mm. For the purposes of this conversation, it doesn't. We're just... Like, if you're saying of Garoppolo, Purdy, and Kaepernick, I'm not taking Purdy because he was a seventh-round pick. I'm saying
no. I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what I heard.